told about how my mother-in-law got the money to buy back her husband's land. She had a great deal of jewelry, and so she sold it about 1900 for 100,000 Egyptian pounds, which were $5 to the pound then. And with that, she bought a lot of the land back, and she built a big house in Zamalek with the help of a Circassian who was an architect and who lived in Constantinople called Hulusi Bey. And he helped her to sell the things, and it was a great help to her in every way because she didn't speak Arabic. And also, I haven't mentioned much up to now about the other side of my family, my maternal side. My mother was the daughter of Francis Ambrose Mason, and he was an Irishman, son of an Irishman, rather, who had come from Dublin University. He'd been going to be a Jesuit, and he'd gone to stay with his aunt, and who had a ward, who was an orphan, who had come of age and who was very wealthy for that time. Well, he decided that he was going to marry her and not be a Jesuit. It was just before taking his last vows. So he and she eloped and came to Canada because she had control of her money. And they also took a sailing ship and came to Canada and came near Belleville, where he started the first school for gentlemen's sons in Upper Canada. And it was his son, Francis Ambrose Mason, who met my grandmother in Belleville. And after he was wounded, he was at Royal Military College, and when the Fenian raid started. And so he was wounded commanding Indians and territorials at that time, and they never got the bullet out of his lung. It seemed to make him very delicate in way of catching cold, but he didn't think of it at the time. And he married my grandmother, Alice Louise Mason. She was Alice Louise Moore then, whose father was Stephen Alva Moore. And he was a descendant of one of Wolfe's men who had come with him at the time of the taking of Quebec, and who had been given a grant of land in Quebec. But he hadn't liked being among the Catholics. He had married a Protestant woman. And so his grandson had left Quebec and exchanged his land, his grant there, for a grant near Belleville. But he was done in by the grant near Belleville. It had nothing but marble on it and was very rocky. And his land that he'd given up at Sherbrooke was all farmland, and there was a lake on it, Lake Memphremagog. And he had been done in, but he hadn't known at the time, hadn't a clue, and he'd wanted to come to be among the Protestants, which he then was, in Belleville. And there he met his descendant, Stephen Al Moore, who was the fifth generation. His daughter married my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, Francis Ambrose Mason. They met in Belleville. And then my grandfather went to James Gordon Bennett, the editor then of the New York Herald Tribune, which was a great New York newspaper and one of the greatest in the world at the time. He wrote to Mackenzie Bowl and asked for a young man who was educated and who could read and write properly. So Sir Mackenzie Bowl, whose cousin, who had married a cousin of the Moores, he agreed and gave my grandfather's name. He then went to New York and became night editor of the New York Herald Tribune. My mother was born in New York, when my mother was 9 years of age, my grandfather died. He got pleurisy, and as a result of the earlier wound due to the Fenian raid, he never recovered, and he died. And so my mother and her mother lived with Stephen Alva Moore, and my mother went to Moulton College. And my grandmother Davidson knew my grandmother Mason, and that was how my father and mother met, my grandmother Mason coming to Toronto to visit mutual friends. And that was how they met in the first place. And so my grandmother Davidson, I haven't mentioned either. Her name was Caroline France, and she came of an old Huguenot family and who'd come to America very early on. She was a daughter of the American Revolution and was a descendant of a long settled Americans. And she had met my grandfather when he'd come on business to Canandaigua, New York State, where her father had been sheriff and had property there. And she didn't want to marry my grandfather, but after some time she accepted him and then came to Toronto, and where people didn't welcome her because she was called a damn Yankee at the time. There was strong feeling against the Americans. So this is just to fill in some things that I haven't, some parts of my ancestry that I haven't said anything about up to now. But so that on my grandmother's side, I am the seventh generation born in Canada, and on my father's side, I am the fourth. So after all, I'm a real antique Canadian. Good night.